Uma coisa que ser. Razão que ser assim. Lei matloque tenoi heavy. Have the Gemara light tray tenoi heavy. I tell you only two tenoi in heavy. The Tanakama, the Reb Shimon, Heine Reb Yosi. The Tanakama, Reb Shimon is Reb Yosi. The Tanakama, the Reb Yosi, Heine Reb Shimon. It's the same person. Oh, my Yafa Kamais is going back to the first thing. Trashi Tanakama, the Reb Yosi, Heine Reb Shimon. The Tanakama, the Reb Shimon, Heine Reb Yosi. Oh, my Yafa Kamais. Yes, so there's no three tenoi in here. There's only two tenoi in here. Therefore, if it's a good, the Rashi says light. Tanakam the Reb Shimon every Reb Yosef. Tanakam the Reb Yosef every Reb Shimon. Oh my, after Kamrit or the Kamrit Tavayim, Akemaisa the Tanakam the day Kaimin. The Ainu Alefes the Kamrit Tanakam the Reb Yosef Lefes Lekruv. Or Kamrit Reb Yosef after Kaflut. Come on, Lefes. Avo Lekruv Loi. So there's only two Machlokes in here. You don't have three Machlokes. Tana Rabbonim. Then Buyin Nosan Peyliyer. He made a mistake. And he used to leave over payah for any vegetables that grew in fields of vegetables. He used to leave over payah. It was wrong. Ubov, if his father came, Umotzen Laniyim Shoyatunim Yerik, the Yamdam Apesach Agina. And his father came and saw all the Aniyim went to this field, and the Aniyim Taka collected the vegetables and were taking them home. Since it was payah, they held Yapota for Tumas and Meiser, they went to take them home, teach them the way they are. Is Omalahem, so the father told the Aniyim, Bini, my son, do me a favor, throw down these vegetables. And I'll give you double the amount of peris that are taken off from Trumas and Meisers. In other words, he wanted to stop the Aniyim from eating these peris without Trumas and Meiser. So he said, drop them, and I'll give you twice as much back of kosher peris that were taken off already the Trumas and Meisers. And he said to the Aniyim, not because I'm a stingy person, that's why I wanted to leave them here. But I'm doing it because the halacha is this way. Because the chum said, "A nice thing, payli yerek." The halacha is you're not allowed to take. You're not. There's no chiyuv. You don't have to leave all the payah from your rokis. So if you want to, gazun take. But what nagei to us is these payahs are mechuyev with trumas and meisah. So if you need it without trumas and meisah, they're doing an avera. So tomorrow, lo malei the main malhu loy mivnei shein etzara. Why did the father have to tell the aniyim? It's not because I'm stingy. Let him stop tell them. I'm doing it because the halacha is that way. And the Gemara ki echad la neimru dechuya komatchin lo, that he was afraid if he would stop tell the aniyim, I want you stop to drop the peris because I want to give you better ones. The aniyim will be afraid. Maybe you're lying, and you're only telling us stop to be matzah, stop to get us out of here. But really, once we drop our peris, you won't give us more peris. Therefore, first he made Akdam and tell them, no, you should know I'm not a stingy person. And the reason why I'm doing it is only that you should know that the halacha is you're not allowed to eat these peris without trumas and meisus. So I want to make sure first you take off trumas and meisus. Yes, Tana Rabbonin. For Rishayna Hayim Menichin Oirois Kodeshim Veleshchois Beisa Parvo. That's in the Beisa Migdash. When you used to have a korban, they used to skin the korban. So what did they do with the skin of a korban? Hayamanich and Oref used to leave over the skin, kodeshim, the leshkas beis haparva. That was a special leshkas, special room in the beis hamidish. That's where they left the skin. And le'erev hayamachalkin oisam. And at night time, after the whole day's work of doing the kabonis, at night time they would be machalik, give out the skin to the kahanim. Because the skin was something belonging to the kahanim. Even from a korban oila, that everything was hooked there on the mizbeach, except for the skin. The skin is called matnas kuna, goes to the kahanim. Rashi says, kodeshim, or oila. It's the or of a korban oila, the chatis, the ashamais, the kabonis sibur. Shemachalkin oila is kodesh kadoshim the kahanim. The locker is the skin of the kodesh kadoshim goes to the kahanim. Kidasir, the posik says, or ha'oila, asher hikriv, not only korban oila, any kodesh, any korban, the kodesh kadoshim, the skin goes to the kahanim. Ule eriv shel yoyim hayu mechalkin ois liyanshe beisav shavdu hayoyim shamishmer hayu cholak l'shisha bat yavis. That's three different categories of people kind of working there. L'shisha yavim, 6 days of the week. Umashigia liyoyimam heim rubim heim mat heim hu naitam. Kisel used to leave it over at night, and they would divide it up at night time, all the skin they got that day. Lerav vayi mechazim noisim liyanshe beitav. Vayi bali zroyas, the strong kahanim, noitle noisim zroya. They would take it by force. They used to bully their way in there and take all the skins. Shashi bali zroyas, shere kahanim chazokim mechavroyim. Some kahanim were stronger than the other ones. So the imamish took it with force. And therefore, Chom didn't like that. He's a skin of the name Lutakona. Shio mechalkin oisor ne erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos. He used to divide it up only erev Shabbos. The Yaskin Kulu Mishmoris, Vishaklim Biadodi. That all the Mishmoris were there and they divided out equally. Everybody got an equal portion. Shashin Erev Shabbos, the Kulu Mishmoris Tevihosim. The whole Mishmor, the whole week, all the Kahanim that worked that week came together in Erev Shabbos. V'lo Yenichim Abalis Royas Lito Bezroyim. And therefore, since everybody was there together, they didn't let the big bullies take themselves, but rather they gave out everybody an equal portion. That was a better etzim. Still, the gedolim, the big ones, they still took it. Rashkan gedolikuna, sarim shebem. The princesses, the presidents, they used to take it not by force, but some they would say, "It comes to us. We're more chashuv than you. We deserve it." Is omdu kunim not gedolikuna? Is omdu bailim the yekdishim l'shemayim? So the bailim that owned the kabbalas didn't like this. So to stop what was going on, they were makdishim l'shemayim. Right away they said a race of Hegdish, that it doesn't belong to the Kahanim anymore. That's what they did. All right, we'll stop here. Finish on tomorrow. Dr. Daf Nun Zayin. Mil Toner Rabbon again. For Yishoy Noha Yumanichin Oyroiz Kodeshim Beleshcho Beis HaParvom. At the beginning, when they used to divide up the skins of the behemoth that was a korban, they used to leave it in one room called the Lishkos Beis HaParvom. Lerev at night time, they would divide up all the kahanim, would divide up all the skins from the different korbanos at night. For Yabali's royas, noitim noisim zroya. The big bullies, this was in the Beis HaMikdash Bayis Sheni, when the kahanim were not so good then, so the big bullies used to grab them. Is the skin of Shio Machalke noisim Lerev Shabbos, Lerev Shabbos. They made a new takana that the whole week they don't divide up the skins, rather leave it in the room. And Erev Shabbos, when all the Kahanim will be together, then they'll divide it out. So since everybody is all together then, they won't let the big bullies go and bull their way through. The Askin Kula Mishmaras Veshaklim Badodi. All of them come together and take the same time, so the big bullies won't be able to bull their way through. So Moraviyadayin Hoyu Gudele Kuna Noitla Noisim Zroya. Still, the more choshev kahanim, they used to take the skins of Israel by force. They used to say, "We're more choshev than you. We're like the president." Hey, the more choshev kahanim used to still take it without permission. Is omdu bailim ve'ekdishim l'shemayim. So the bailim, the people that brought the korban, or else Rashi I think says the bailim means the other kahanim that would have had a right to take it, were makdishit l'shemayim. They said this skin, even though the skins of the korbanos alochri, that's a matnas kunam, you're supposed to give it to the kohen has a right to do what he wants with it. Here the kohen will mark the shit, made it hegdish that they can't take it anymore, they have to leave it in the base of Migdash. Is Omru, they said, lehoyu yomim watim, it didn't take a few days, at shechifu es eichel kulay betavloiz shel zob. They had, pushed to me, they had so many skins that was given over to Hegdish, and Hegdish used to sell them, and with the money they bought gold. So they had mamis so many bricks of gold that they used to cover up the whole heichel with it. Shechifu, they covered up as heichel, the whole Beis HaMikdash, kula v'tabloi shows the blocks of gold. Shein amo alama, each block was an amo by an amo. Kuvei dinazov, it was thick, the thickness of a dinazov, a coin, a golden coin. Ulregul, it came to the yomtiv on the regolim, hoyimakafle noisoi, they would like fold over this gold, or menicha noisoi nagabe malam. They would put this gold on the top part of the Har HaBayis, on the top of the base of Migdish, Kadesh Yu Oile Regolim Royin. Whoever came up to be Oile Regol would be able to see there's so much gold now in the base of Migdish. Shem Malachtam Noim, they did very nice work. V'yein Behem Dalim, or else Doithi. There was no like foolish things doing there, or Shek of falseness. There was done the Emes, that people were Makdish, gave over things to the base of Migdish, and therefore the base of Migdish had so much gold there. Koiris means there were strong beams. Rashi mechaber and uvav shel ilan kari koirim. The bottom part, the
the box of the shikm of the, these trees were in Yericho. And the big bullies would go and bull away and take away these pieces of wood. Izamdu Bailim, so the Bailim stood up, the people that owned it, Vegdishim Lushamayim. And the Omaktish said, this wood belongs to Hegdish now. So it was a good thing that instead of letting people steal it, the Omaktish gave it over to the Beis Hamikdash. Is Aleim on them, the Yakyesevem Omar Abishoel, Ben Vitnis, Mishamabi Yesev Ben Chonin, Oili Mi Beis Baisim. He said, all of these people that chop, these big bullies, that steal things, he said, Oili, like, woe to me Beis Baisim, from the house of Baisim. So Rashi says, Baisim, Rashi says, Kohen Godel Hoya, Vechein Kulam. These are all different Kohanim Gedolim, in the Bayesheni, that they weren't doing the right things, they were stealing, robbing. Said, Oili Mi Olosim, Oili from the Olo, the Klola that came upon them. Rashi says, Miklulasayim, Kamar Leibola. No, they did sing wrong, curses came upon them. Or else, Oili Mi Beis Chonin, Oivei to Beis Chonin, and Oili Mi Lechshishosim. Rashi, Yoitse Roh, they used to give bad eitzes there. But some say it goes on Lashon Hara, they said a lot of Lashon Hara there. And Oili Mi Beis Kitruyas, another house of the Kohanim Gedolim, and Oili Mi Kulmosim, from their righties. From Kulmos means the pen. Rashi Shoy Koisven Igeris the Roh. They used to write bad letters. So Oili from these people that wrote bad letters. Oili Mi Beis Yishmael Ben Piyacha, he was also another Kohen Gadol, and Oili Mi Agrafayim, Oili from the fist. They used to use their might, their fist, to take away things. Shein Kohanim Gedolim. All these people here, these four people, were Kohanim Gedolim in the Bayesheni. U'benayim Gizborim, and their sons were Gizborim. They took care of the money there. V'chasneim, and their son-in-laws, Amrachlim, also type of a president there. Shrash Amrachlim means Omakuli Apiv. Nechtach Kol Sorka Hegdish. They used to take care of all the funds, the money of Hegdish. The Avdeim and their servants is Choyften Esom, the Makolis. They would beat up the people with their sticks. In other words, they would steal and rob money, take away things, Shalokyadin. This was the bad thing that happened by the Bayesheni. Tana Rabbon. Arbo Tzavcha Azorah. Four different cries, screams, like a marshal did the Yazara, the Beis Hamikdash itself, scream out. Rishoyna, what was the first thing the Yazara, the Beis Hamikdash, screamed out was, Tsumi Kan Dine Eli, take the children of Eli out of the Beis Hamikdash. Shetimu Heichel Hashem, they were Matama the Heichel Hashem. Right, the Pesukim say about the Beis Eli, they weren't doing the right things, that's when they already started, they weren't being Noye Keshura. They were Rashi Shetimu, Kedesiva Shayishkub Nesanoshim, that the Pesuk says that they live with other people's wives. So the Gemara in Shabbat says it doesn't really mean they live with their wives. It just means that they didn't let them bring their korban in time, that by the time they went home, it was an extra day, and they couldn't have tashmish that night. So they stopped them from having tashmish that night. That was the chet. The Yoy Sofcha, another thing that screamed out to Beis Hamikdash, Tzei Mikan Yisoscha Yish Kfar Bakoi. Take out this Kohen Gadol. Yisoscha Yish Kfar Bakoi. All he cared about was to give himself kovid. And he was mechalo kotshe Hashem. He didn't act nice. He didn't give kovid to the kotshim. To have a korech yodim shiroi, what did he do? He used to wrap his hands around with a nice garment, a nice glove, shiroi with nice silk. The yodim avoida. And he would do an avoida. And you're not allowed to. When a kohen doesn't avoida, there can't be any mechatzitza between his hands and the kelim, what he's doing. So they used to put nice silk around the hands, which made their avoid the apostle. So they did the wrong things. The Rashi Mechatzitza Psulas Bekodeshim. Divina Beloka Chakoyin Shikach Viatzmoi Viyodi Bizoyinhu. Two things. It's a bizoyin, and they're supposed to take it in your hands, not in a handkerchief. The Yoit Savcho Azorah, another thing the Azorah, like the Beis Hamikdash, screamed out, Su Shorim Roshechem, the Yikonas Yishmo Ben Piyochem. Let this person come in. Like he was a tzaddik. Talmidei Shor Pinchas. He was a Talmud of Pinchas, HaKoyim. The Yishamish Bekunu Gedolim. And let him be a Kohen Gadol. So Rashi says, Yishmo Ben Piyochem, Kosher Hoyim. Avalanche Beis Hoyim Balaz Royim. But the people of his house weren't good people. They were strong people that Anshe Zroi, they used to force themselves. Then the Azorah again screamed out, let the gates open up. Let this person, Yochanan ben Naboi, come into the Beis Hamikdash, and let him be a Kohen Gadol. Talmidei shel Pinkoi. He's a Talmud of Pinkoi. V'yamale krisa mikotcher shemayim. And let him, like, eat the kotcher shemayim. Like he ate it lishmo. So let him come and do it. Verse says, Omru Allah v'yochanan ben Naboi, it was said upon Yochanan ben Naboi, shoyoichel gimel meyas agolim. He used to eat 300 calves. V'shoyse gimel meyas kavoi zov. Yain, and used to drink 300 barrels of wine. V'yoichal aboyim saw gozolos, and he ate 40 saws of gozolos, that means young chickens, v'kinuach suda. That was just the dessert that he had. That's how much he used to have by his sudas. So Rashi explains, it means, sholosh meyas agolim, shoyo negazo b'deisoy kanim harbi. He used to have a lot of kanim in his house. So all these kanim together used to eat this much food. Omru, they said, all the time that he was the Kohen, is Lenimtsu Noisa B'Migdish. There was never Noisa any leftover meat in the Beis HaMikdash, because he used to eat so much. So any kochim that had left over, he would eat it. So the Gemara, my Salka Beib Yisoschish Kvar Bakoi. What was wrong with Yisoschish Kvar Bakoi? That before it said, take him out. Yes. Before it says the Beis HaMikdash was Sovach, and said, what did he do wrong? So he says before, what shemechaber esatzmoi? He was mechaber himself or mechalo kotcher shemayim. What did he do wrong? Amri, the mice was like this. Malko or malchusod. There was an argument between the king and the queen. Heviyasvi malko ma gidiya yoy. The malko said that a kid, a goat, is better. Or malchusod, and the king said omra imra yoy. He said no, or a lamb is better. An Imru is better. Is Omru man muchach? Who's going to know what's better? A kid, a goat, or a lamb? Is Kohen Gadol? Mestam, the Kohen Gadol, the one that brings Karbonis, he'll know. The Kamasa Karbonis kol yoyma. Because see, every day brings Karbonis. So he'll know what's the better animal. A kid, a goat, or a lamb? Is also, so they brought the Kohen Gadol. They brought the Yisoschish Kfar Bakoi. Is also Iyu. Is Achva Biyodei.